Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great day if you pay any attention to the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up over some 600 points. Why? Because the Fed is raising interest rates. Now, do you understand that logic at all? It may indicate that there is some optimism about reining in the inflation, which is just out of control and it's impacting everybody's life. And it's why, despite the fact that the unemployment rate is way, way down, and it really is, despite that fact, we have a situation where people are deeply feeling the negativity of the economy, and of course that will have an impact, and a profound impact, on the elections coming up this November. We're also closer to getting serious about the midterm likelihoods and odds with the victory yesterday for President Trump, and it was a victory for President Trump, and for J.D. Vance, Trump's endorsed nominee for U.S. Senate in Ohio. This is one of those crucial, crucial races that the GOP has to win. What is going to happen with that? We will get to that. The idiotic comments about Roe v. Wade and about the apparent desire to overturn Roe v. Wade are continuing at a pace that is astonishing to read. Just astonishing, including some incredibly stupid comments by the President of the United States. They're not helping a fraught situation. Pope Francis weighs in with a completely incomprehensible take on Vladimir Putin as victim. The war in Ukraine continues to show Russia deeply victimized and to show basically Russia taking positions where they're now attacking Sweden as a Nazi country. It's true. Sweden was neutral during World War II and was not a time to be neutral, especially with its neighboring Scandinavian countries in Norway and in Denmark in particular being fairly heroic in some of their standing up to Nazism. Sweden did not. But does that mean that they're Nazis now? Why the attack on the Swedes? We will get to that. And we will also be talking to some of the leading legal scholars literally in the country. We have Andy McCarthy coming up, the former federal prosecutor, who's talking about what should happen in terms of prosecuting whoever it was who broke that leak and broke that long Supreme Court tradition of allowing the court to work in the kind of privacy and secrecy that they work in, releasing a work product only when they are ready, only when it becomes the law of the land. That is not this. This reading and decision, they're written by Justice Alito, it's been confirmed that it was written by him, could actually change. Could that change the impact of this law? There are a few conservative voices, including Brett Stevens of the New York Times. Brett Stevens suggesting that the Supreme should pull back on some of the sweeping nature of this decision. We will get to that with Andy McCarthy. We'll also be talking to perhaps the leading constitutional scholar in the country, that is Akhil Reed Amar, who has written extensive books about our Constitution, the way stare decisis works, the way precedent works, the way all of this works. I have no idea where Akhil comes down on this particular position, but I am sure he does not approve of the idea that some radicals want to use this illegal leak, this shameful leak, in order to pressure wavering justices, if there are any, to back away from overruling Roe. We'll be speaking to Akhil Amar, who is the Sterling Professor of Law at Yale Law School. And then later in the program, we will also be exploring some of the possibilities of NATO actually expanding, which is the basis for which Russia invaded Ukraine. Does this mean they'll now invade Sweden and Finland? We will get to that. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First off, the big news from the Fed. There was an opening statement by Chairman Jerome Powell speaking directly right after the Fed, the Federal Reserve System, hiked interest rates by half a point. Here is Jerome Powell. Listen.
Sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all. From the standpoint of our congressional mandate to promote maximum employment and price stability, the current picture is plain to see. The labor market is extremely tight and inflation is much too high. Against this backdrop, today the FOMC raised its policy interest rate by a half percentage point and anticipates that ongoing increases in the target rate for the federal funds rate will be appropriate. In addition, we are beginning the process of significantly reducing the size of our balance sheet. I'll have more to say about today's monetary policy actions after briefly reviewing economic developments. After expanding at a robust 5.5% pace last year, overall economic activity edged down in the first quarter. Underlying momentum remains strong, however, as the decline largely reflected swings in inventories and net exports, two volatile categories whose movements last quarter likely carry little signal for future growth. Indeed, household spending and business fixed investment continued to expand briskly. The labor market has continued to strengthen and is extremely tight. Over the first 3 months of the year, employment rose by nearly 1.7 million jobs. In March, the unemployment rate hit a post-pandemic and near five-decade low of 3.6%. Improvements in labor market conditions have been widespread, including for workers at the lower end of the wage distribution, as well as for African Americans and Hispanics. Labor demand is very strong, and while labor force participation has increased somewhat, labor supply remains subdued. Employers are having difficulties filling job openings, and wages are rising at the fastest pace in many years. Inflation remains well above our longer-run goal of 2%. Over the 12 months ending in March, total PCE prices rose 6.6%. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core PCE prices rose 5.2%. Aggregate demand is strong, and bottlenecks and supply constraints are limiting how quickly production can respond.
Okay, all of this sounds like, and particularly the way he speaks, is so subdued. We're talking about trillions of dollars, and we're talking about an attempt to try to fix things that impact every American. With inflation going up, the annual inflation rate for the United States is now 8.5%. That was for the 12 months that ended in March of this year, just a while ago. It's the highest since December 1981, and after rising 7.9% previously, according to the U.S. Labor Department data that was published on April 12th, an 8.5% inflation rate is something that everybody feels. The goal is 2%. Are we going to get there with a half percentage point rise in the interest rates? What's so different about this is that when inflation was a huge problem before, by the way, the Dow is now over 700 points up, the S&P 94 points up, the market's just loving it, maybe recognizing the fact that this is not a repeat of the Carter era, because there they had stagflation. They had high unemployment, which everybody feels profoundly, combined with the high inflation rate. And despite the fact that everybody is preoccupied with the war in Ukraine, of course, and with the war over Roe v. Wade here in the country, ultimately, it is this issue, inflation and the economy, that will probably determine the November elections. We'll get to that and more. How do you punish a leaker from the Supreme Court? That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And And on the Michael Medved show, a couple of very controversial people in the news, one of whom is doing very well and very happy this morning, talking about President Trump, because his endorsement of J.D. Vance, who had very few recognizable qualifications to run for Senate of the United States. He does have a law degree from Yale, as everybody knows, because that's sort of the climax of his book, Hillbilly Elegy, coming from a very troubled background. His mother had all kinds of problems with drugs and multiple husbands and difficulty in Middletown, Ohio. And J.D. Vance wrote this best-selling book that was praised by everyone. It's highly readable. It's very moving. It's a fine book. But, okay, other than that, he worked with Peter Thiel, got a tremendous amount of money from Peter Thiel, one of the founders of PayPal, a billionaire and one of the leading spokesmen for gay Republicans. And he is. He spoke at the convention in 2016 and has been a supporter of President Trump for a while, one of the few people from Silicon Valley to take that side. In any event, in the primary yesterday, it was expected to be very close. It wasn't. J.D. Vance won in a walk. He carried Ohio in the Republican primary by 8 points. And Josh Mandel, who had run for the Senate twice before, lost. I think he's done running for the Senate in Ohio because he finished second with 8 points. He's tied with Matt Dolan, who was the only one of the Republican candidates who wasn't a self-identified Trumper. Trump has been popular in Ohio, and consistently so. He won by 8 points in 2020. And that's really not contested. He won by 8 points in 2016. And that's so the state of Ohio and J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance sounded like this, celebrating victory last night for the Hillbilly Elegy author. Listen.
I have absolutely got to thank the 45th, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen. One, for giving us an example of what could be in this country. Ladies and gentlemen, remember 2019 when wages were going up and not down? Remember 2019 when workers were doing well in this country, not struggling terribly? Thanks to the president for everything, for endorsing me. And I got to say, a lot of the fake news media out there, and there are some good ones in the back there. There's some bad ones, too, let's be honest. But they wanted to write a story that this campaign would be the death of Donald Trump's America First agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
That's J.D. Vance. He is heavily favored. He will be having a general election duel with Tim Ryan, who also won. He's a 10-term congressman from Ohio, a Democrat, known to be a moderate Democrat. But that's probably going to play less for him now than it would have, a couple of days ago, because Tim Ryan has taken a position that, despite his Irish Catholic background, he is going to be devoting all of his efforts in the House and all of his efforts in the Senate, if he is elected, I don't think he will be, to basically restoring Roe v. Wade to a congressional attempt to re-guarantee the made-up right to choose that Roe v. Wade was based upon as a constitutional right. This is not going to be something that that basically helps in a state like Ohio, which is trending Republican anyway. We will give you the rest. There's more exciting primaries, actually, coming up, which will also be testing the popularity of President Trump and his potential for another race for president in 2024 in Pennsylvania, and particularly coming up in Georgia, where President Trump's candidate, former Senator David Perdue, seems to be getting trounced by Governor Brian Kemp, who's also a very conservative Republican, but who Trump has determined to go after because he won't accept the stop the steal narrative. Yesterday on Fox News, also concerning President Trump about the leak, he said it was so surprising to see coming out of the Supreme Court, because Washington is a city of leaks. And yet the Supreme Court, I've never seen a leak, and people don't have seen leaks, and that's for decades, so it was surprising to see. It is a very dangerous precedent, the former president said, a very dangerous precedent. It was disconcerting to see that. He added, it cheapens the court. I believe that he is entirely right. One area in which the president has been, former president, relatively quiet recently, some of the terrible news for Russia about the progress of their latest campaign. There's a piece that interviews a number of soldiers who had been assigned there from the breakaway state of South Ossetia, which is a Russian satellite that was actually from Georgia. These are people who are Georgian. They had been sent as part of the Russian military into the height of the fighting. And the story at MSN.com says soldiers from the breakaway state of South Ossetia, speaking at a meeting publicized by the independent news outlet Media Zona, rattle off a list of complaints about faulty equipment, lack of leadership and intel, and brainless tactics. Many of the soldiers have reported that they aren't refusing to take part in the fighting, vowing not to become cannon fodder. Nobody got scared here. It's just that they deceived us every step of the way, one of the soldiers told the reporters at this meeting. Of the 11 days that we were there, I wouldn't even wish on an enemy what happened there. All the equipment didn't work. I'm telling you straight. There was no command staff. Out of 10 tanks, the first soldier said, only 3 fired. The artillery mortar for the mortar gunners didn't work. The legs were all crooked, he said. There was no command, and if the officers didn't know what to do, what is the sergeant doing there? Another soldier was quoted as saying, he said 99% of the equipment in another unit didn't even work, but when they warned the senior in command that their vehicles didn't work and their guns did not fire, he shrugged it off and said to just go like that, do whatever you can. In another case, troops complained their commander was conveniently disappearing every time fighting started. He was afraid of his own men. Not going well. And what about that leak in the Supreme Court? What should happen to the leaker? That and more with Andy McCarthy coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee for Homeland Security about the DHS 2023 budget proposal totaling $97.3 billion. Mayorkas blames a previous administration for the state of the border.
We have effectively managed an unprecedented number of non-citizens seeking to enter the United States and interdicted more drugs and disrupted more smuggling operations than ever before.
Republicans on Capitol Hill argue it's the Biden administration's policies encouraging illegal immigration. The largest wildfire in the United States continues to burn in New Mexico, prompting the governor on Tuesday to ask President Biden to enact a presidential disaster declaration. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved Show, more good news from Wall Street, believe it or not. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 870 points, almost 900 points. The Standard & Poor up 116 points. And the market just exploding based on the idea that the Federal Reserve is saying, no, we're not going to, we are ruling out larger rate hikes beyond the rate hikes that were ordered today, and this encouraging news about maybe getting hold of inflation. Something else we need to get hold of is the leaker, the whoever it was who let out the incomplete, not final, work product that had been generated at the Supreme Court of a very momentous decision, which they are now trying to figure out how that got out of the court, an unprecedented violation of protocol and probably of law. Andy McCarthy knows about this. And Andy, you're a former prosecutor, of course. He is a senior fellow at National Review Institute and NR contributing editor. You would go after the leaker fairly aggressively, would you not?
I sure would. I think this is a clear crime. I'm surprised to hear people suggest otherwise. I mean, if I had to come up with a textbook definition of obstruction of justice, this would seem to me to be it. I think people seem to forget that, you know, it's not just that this is an abortion issue that's a great a matter of consequential policy importance in the United States. It's also a litigation. Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health is a case. And the leaking of this was a corrupt act that was done, obviously, to intimidate and influence the justices. So that's it's a classic obstruction of justice. So it seems to be straightforward. I think there are other bases to prosecute it, too, Michael. But I think in terms of both the institutional viability of the court as a judicial institution, and also because of the intimidation of the justices, it demands to be prosecuted.
Okay, let's say that it is prosecuted and they turn out to pin this on somebody in the office of Justice Sotomayor. A lot of speculation that this could go back to her. She is the justice who was most outspokenly pro Roe v. Wade and anti the pro-life side when these oral arguments were heard. If it is tied in any way to someone who is either a clerk or an associate of Justice Sotomayor, is her seat on the court secure?
Well, you know, I have to resist, Michael, getting out to that point, because I don't have any reason to believe, other than, you know, it seems more likely the kind of thing that a progressive leftist would do than that a conservative would do. So I understand the speculation, but I don't have any reason to believe Justice Sotomayor did this, encouraged it, or would tolerate it. So I don't want to be understood as saying that. Obviously, if any justice, let's just say any justice in the abstract, knew about this, whether in a direct way or a nod and a wink way, or any justice who had any part in this should be off the court and should be
Amen to that. The Wall Street Journal today asked an interesting question, which is a classic question you learn about in law school, of course, which is cui bono, is who benefits? And they were arguing that clearly the only individuals associated with the court at all who would benefit would be people who would hate this decision and hope to somehow overturn the decision overturning Roe by releasing this information far earlier, and it's months earlier than they were supposed to. What do you say to that argument?
I think it's a good argument. I think that, you know, there's two reasons that I can see for doing this. One is you hope to intimidate the justices who are in the majority to change the opinion, or change one or more of them to change their votes, which changes the outcome. So that's a pretty obvious one. The one I've been thinking about, Michael, and I really thought we wouldn't have to deal with this until the end of June, when we all expected this to come out, but we might as well face it now. I have always thought that if we got the kind of a decision, I wasn't overly optimistic about this, but if the draft opinion from Alito reflects what the ultimate decision is, I think the big problem the Democrats have is that the day after Roe is overturned, what people will find out is that the sun came up in the morning, the sky didn't fall, things didn't change in America. It would be exactly the way it would have been if Roe, that legal atrocity, had never been had never come into our lives, in the sense that the states would work this out, and there would be some places where they'd have very lax abortion regimes, and other places where the laws would be and the regulations would be much tighter. But what people would find is that this is not a catastrophe. So it seems to me that the left now is in the position of fundraising on this and getting hysterical about this and trying to turn this into the midterm election issue rather than trying to run on Biden's record. So I can see a lot of incentive for them to do this, because now is the time for them to make hay. I think when the decision comes out, if it comes out this way, what people are going to find is it's a nothing burger.
Well, the Democrats seem to be very determined to put this on the ballot. There's a talk about, I believe in California, they're going to have a constitutional amendment that people can vote on to basically codify Roe as part of the California Constitution. Now, it's probably legal for them to do that, but if other states do the same thing, is this going to be the dominant theme in the election coming up?
I don't think so, because I think they're over-interpreting this. First of all, the abortion issue is much more important to the Democratic donor base than it is to rank-and-file Democrats. And if you look carefully at the polling on abortion, it's very complicated. In terms of people who, for whom this is a defining issue that they vote on, the polling is pretty much split 50-50 between anti-abortion people and pro-abortion people. So it's mythical to say that this, you know, singularly helps Democrats. And I think if you start to tool around with, constitutional amendments and the like, the Democrats may not like where that goes. I would be asking President Biden, since he's, out there talking about this, do you favor third trimester abortions? And the reason I think they should be asked that question is they can't answer it, because the answer is yes. And that goes to show how extreme they are in this issue. That is so out of bounds with the sensibilities of people in the country, and I would say both, actually in most of the West, where even in Europe they think that we're insane on abortion. So I'm not so sure the Democrats want. I'd be delighted to have that argument.
The Associated Press actually ran today a review of how America is the outlier when you compare the United States to Britain, France, even the Scandinavian countries. They have more restrictions on abortion than we do. But that's about to change in a bunch of states if they decide to change it, or if they've already passed one of these pieces of legislation with trigger mechanisms. Andy McCarthy, thank you as always for your clarity and your forcefulness in your opinions. When we come back, not so much Joe Biden. He was asked about this matter. Wait till you hear. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stupid and outrageous things said about the issue of abortion, a lot of them in the last 48 hours. But the President of the United States came out with his statement yesterday. Obviously, he is in favor of Democratic efforts to keep this as a federal issue. They actually do not want the constitutional provision to kick in, which gives separate states the benefit of the opportunity to make laws on their own, and that allows the reality to exist that we're going to have a different law in Vermont than we are in, say, South Carolina. Right? That's the way it is. It's a different country in different places. So the idea that it's going to become now, given the fact that the fictitious right to abortion, the reproductive rights clauses of the Constitution, turns out they were never there in the first place, and Justice Alito was as clear as could be in taking that position. Someone who's not clear at all on this is Joe Biden, who was rambling on with religious speculation, which is extremely uncertain and bizarre. But before that, he was suggesting that this decision by Justice Alito, if it holds true, and there's every evidence that it will, I certainly think that it is very unlikely that any of the conservative justices associated with this decision are going to change their minds because of the hysteria of partisan Democrats. But here's President Biden suggesting that one of the results of Justice Alito's decision is that gay youth, gay children, will not be allowed to go to school with other children. I'm not making it up. It's not a parody. It is the President of the United States. Listen.
What happens if you have a state change the law saying that that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way that the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history. In recent American history.
How about the Confederate States of America? I mean, it's a pretty extreme crowd that's existed in American history. Well, he says recent history qualifies it. How about the weathermen, the people, Chesa Boudin, who's the chief prosecutor up in San Francisco, his mother, who was a mad bomber. She was involved with bombing and robberies and shooting cops. She just passed away after spending 22 years in jail. And that's not a more violent, more extreme organization. The Ku Klux Klan, is it a more extreme organization? Even, you want to talk about Oath Keepers and Proud Boys and QAnon. I mean, really? He's going to insult the MAGA crowd, which could include, 74 million people who voted for President Trump? They're the most extreme crowd ever that want to separate gay children. First of all, this idea of gay children, I mean, most people haven't even figured out gay identity until you're at puberty, or at least close to it. I mean, if the percentage of little boys who thought at one time when they were 5 and 6 and 7 that girls were ooky and didn't want to deal with girls, if all of those people are identified as gay, then you have a clear majority who would fit that definition, which I guess President Biden is implying. And then the president, who is proud of his Catholic faith, and I salute him for being a dedicated and public Catholic president. He's only the second one we've ever had. He said this, trying to make a religious argument from the Catholic perspective, I guess, in favor of abortion. Listen. Yeah, 25.
As I said when I... when this hit, as I was getting on the plane to go down to Alabama, this is about a lot more than abortion. I hadn't read the whole opinion at that time. But this reminds me of the debate with Robert Bork. Bork believed the only reason you had any inherent rights was because the government gave them to you. If you go back and look at the opening comments of Bork Biden when I was questioning him as chairman, I said, I believe I have the rights that I have, not because the government gave them to me, which you believe, but because I'm just a child of God. I exist. I delegated by joining this union here to delegate some obligation, some rights I have to the governments for social good.
Okay. Is he trying to make a natural law argument for natural law guaranteeing the right to abortion, or what? And by the way, if you read Robert Bork, the idea that Robert Bork believed that the rights were only there for the government to give you, what he was talking about was a constitution. And this is fundamental to an originalist point of view, which is obviously something that Joe Biden doesn't understand and doesn't sympathize with, and never has. Which is, what is the power of the Supreme Court based on? They weren't elected. There's no consent of the governed involved here. What their power is based on is the written law, the Constitution of the United States. You can't make up a new right based on the Constitution. And by the way, people who talk about natural law and people who are born with rights that are a gift from God, there's no serious argument that I've ever heard anyone suggesting that the right to terminate a pregnancy is a divine gift, that is one of those rights that has been established from time immemorial. And for nothing else, the Constitution doesn't hint at that, because nobody believed at that time that this was a right. So clearly, if you're going to basically make law and overcome laws and overcome the entire operations of a representative republic based on the ideas of five, because it only takes five, five people who are legal scholars and not accountable to anyone. This is what this leads to is this: pro-abortion activists on TikTok have been openly calling for and threatening violence and unrest concerning this issue. This is clip 12, and you should note there was a demonstration in L.A. last night which led to windows being shattered on a cop car and at least one cop injured in the pro-abortion, I should say, chaos. This is clip 12. Listen.
If they actually do this, that would be the time where rioting would be okay. I got the pitchforks, you get the gas and the torches. Let's do that, because you're not forcing. No.
There's only one solution to this, to all of this, because it's all interconnected. Starts with V, ends with E, and it's not vote.
Hey, TikTok. Do you ever wake up in the morning and think you just want to burn it all to the ground? And what I mean by burning it all to the ground is those old white men and the women who support them who want to tell me what to do with my body.
If Roe versus Wade gets overturned, there will be mayhem in these streets.
You think the global protests around George Floyd were big? You just wait when you launch an attack on 50% of the American population.
Okay, that 50% of the American population actually does not have a pro-abortion majority. And I'm not saying that there is a pro-life majority either. But this is obviously an issue that splits American public opinion, which is exactly why it should be worked out the way things are when there are disagreements. Is it won't be the same in every single state, but the way you get to where you go with a legitimate outcome is not by threatening violence or threatening unrest in the streets. It's by figuring it out and doing the kind of life-giving compromise that works best in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door. It's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.